Welcome to Shri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Shri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved one, and welcome to the voice of passionate action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Shri Ram Ka, and we are delighted to be with you.
We really are, because today we are flying, Shri. I love it. We're going to release that doubt. We're going to fly free. We're going to harness that creative force that allows us to manifest miracles.
Well, that just about sums it up, because that creative force, that life force energy, that tangible sense of divine love is truly the animating energy of our joy, the animating energy of creation. And all of us yearn to have a constant conscious connection.
In every single way. Now, hey, speaking about constant conscious connection, we are live. The lines are open, but I believe we might already have all of our lines full. But let me give you that toll-free number. It's 888-627-6008. Now, if you call and get a busy signal, indeed, all the lines are full. I think they filled up just as we went on the air. However, the minute we start saying hi to people, hold on to that number, 888-627-6008, so that you can join in the queue as soon as a line clears out. Now, you know, let's dive into the fact. Here it is. It's May 7th. So we're already seven full days into this very, very powerful month. And, you know, we talked a little bit about this last week, guys, and we just want to share it with you again. There is so much going on in May. And remember, May is the initiation of a two-month period that's in the middle of a four-month period. We've been referring to it as kind of that eye of the storm. So we've given you three other things to really dive into around May energy. First and foremost, get to YouTube, Official Shri and Kira, and watch our video on May. If you already watched it once, watch it again. Because remember, come May 13th, we're kind of shifting a little bit. Number two, go to ShriandKiraRadio.com. Again, that's ShriandKiraRadio.com. Click on our blog and read the latest post, Eye of the Storm. And hey, give us a comment. Give us a commentary. And we've been responding to everybody that's been writing at the blog. And number three, go back and listen to last week's radio show, which was the full May predictions, because today we're going to expand on it and give you some really solid information about navigating this powerful moment.
Absolutely. And one of the things to remember is that everybody is living within their own bubble, so to speak.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we look at the world through the lens of our beliefs, through the lens and context of our experiences. Whenever we see something, we tend to contextualize it with that which we've seen before. Or if it's truly new and unique, we either get excited or frightened.
All of the above.
And that's kind of the nature of the human design. However, it's not your destiny. And this is the thing that I want to chat about today, and I want us to explore, and we're welcome to converse on this, that the experience of being alive and being ever more conscious of your life brings us both prizes and pains, and the notion that we can be more than we are seems to be a constant yearning. The yearning for oneness, the yearning for a sense of bliss, the yearning for what we might refer to as God consciousness, and that these yearnings seem to reside in your heart, in the human heart, and that this is essential to cultivate.
Not only is it essential, what's so amazing is that right now, this energy in early May, May 1 to 13, is about slowing way down, paying attention, and really connecting with your divine nature. So there's this universal support right now that is extraordinary if you gift yourself and connect with it. Remember that it's your choice, because there's many, 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 many who are not going to be connecting with that right now. However, that's not your decision. Your decision is the one that supports your beloved divine ascended presence. And in this early May phase, May 1 to 13, this is the time to do this. And this is quite frankly why we're talking about releasing doubt today, because as you learn, and we're going to give you solid ways, we're going to show you why that doubt comes in, we're going to give you solid ways to release it. So this is a really important show for you, because as you give yourself the gift of releasing this doubt, the freedom comes forward, the miracles manifest, the support comes in, and all of a sudden, everything makes sense.
Exactly. And the key when everything makes sense is not to blink.
Well, it's like all those aha moments connected.
Because, and I say that with a smile on my face, have you ever noticed how sometimes when we blink, we put things back in the box? Our clairvoyant sight changes, we go back to quote ordinary sight, etc. The thing to remember is that each of us is living in our own bubble, and we're seeking to polish that skin a little bit, to make it more transparent. We're seeking openings in the bubble of predictability, in the lens of conventionality, whatever phrase you want to use for it. The thing to recognize is that we exist with our personality, our emotions, our bodies, our beliefs. We exist in a cooperative relationship with these aspects of ourself. And until you begin to really look, the most unrefined parts of you will rule. Whoa. Unrefined parts of you will get your attention.
For sure.
and this is only the result of that which needs healing. You know, that which needs healing is like the squeaky wheel. And so this is why doubts arise. This is why self-judgment arises. And this is why we sabotage ourselves sometimes when we're on the verge of something beautiful.
Well, you know, let's stop right there. How many times have you been right there, right? I mean, just right there. And all of a sudden something happens and you wonder, wait a minute, why? Or you've had that experience more than once, this kind of cyclical self-sabotage. And it sometimes shows in the same way, and it sometimes shows in different ways, yet at the essence of that energy is this kind of self-sabotage. And many, many, many times, this is incredibly deep within our subconscious. We don't know we're doing it. And it all stems back to the big D, guys, and that's the doubt. Because overarching all doubt is a fear. And that's just where it's at. And think about where we're at on the planet right now. You know, about a year ago, maybe 2 years ago, I don't know, you know me, guys, I'm terrible at linear time. Sri and I produced a video that's on our YouTube channel, Official Sri and Kira, talking about how to avoid interference, energetic interference. Remember that in order to release doubt and really have your doubt released, you need to have more passion for your truth than someone else has for their non-truth. Meaning, if someone can present an argument that takes you out of your joy with more passion than you have for yourself and your joy, you will constantly be falling backwards. You will constantly never quite, quote unquote, measure up to your own sense of who you are. And this is why there are things you can absolutely do to not only release the doubt, but to enhance your divine abundant manifestations. And these are really powerful and they work.
Now, the key is to learn who you are and also who you are not.
And to know that. Without, big D word,
no doubt.
Doubt.
And who we are and who we are not is part of the journey of discovery, because we go through our process. We call it self-ascension. It's a process of maturation as we grow through the limited point of view of the personality self, the ego, into a more encompassing point of view that is rooted in our soul. And the gateway to soul consciousness is through our hearts.
Yes.
So that all makes pretty good sense that as we lift into our hearts, we begin to see the world through a place of oneness rather than separation. And that is the gateway to ever more refined states of being. However, whenever you're feeling anxiety, whenever you're feeling anger or tension or conscious self-doubt, you have been activated by a limiting belief. And this is the key to building discernment. Anytime we feel something less than peace, love, or joy, then the limited worldview of our ego is in charge.
Now take that in, take a breath, because we got to love the ego, guys. Without the ego, quite frankly, you wouldn't be able to navigate this planet. So you will always have some form of quote unquote egoic filter working. The key is, how strong is that in comparison to the soul energy, which is leading your life? Because it's only the ego that carries fear and doubt. The soul energy is very clear. The soul energy has no doubt, and the soul energy is absolutely fearless because of its depth of knowing. So breathe that one in. Really breathe that one in, because in order to be, to release the doubt, and remember, here we are in the beginning of May when everything is conspiring to dive into your divine nature. So in order to really do that, there is this, I'm going to use the word leap of faith, right? There is this moment where you need to be able to stick out that foot and absolutely trust that you can move forward, that the universe has got you, because they're waiting for you to stick out your foot. They're waiting for you to move forward. And then guess what? They're there to grab you. You will not fall.
And truly, the reason why we offer this radio show, the reason why there is sharing around self-ascension, is to assist our community, to assist each other, to be reassured that yes, we are evolving. Yes, you can step through this, and yes, there is a way.
Well, you know, I'm sure as we're here right now, I just want to give a shout out to the entire TOSA Miracle team, because you know, every month on the first Saturday of the month, we come together and we have an incredible gathering. We call it our Miracle Team Gathering of Spirit, and we ignite the healing light. Now, the first thing I want to share is, if you don't know about the healing light, it's absolutely free. It's available to you 24/7. Write down this email address, thehealinglight@selfascension.com. This is a service that we provide that you can send your prayers, your petitions, your letters to God, whatever you want to send for miracle blessing. You send them to this email. They're private, they're confidential. Shri and I work with these energies all month long. They're placed in sacred altars. We work with them constantly. And then on the first Saturday of each month, we come together as an entire team of miracle makers, and we call in the energy around these beautiful petitions that are sent into the healing light and energize them. And I'm giving a shout out to our miracle team today, because the energy of yesterday's miracle team gathering of spirit was so profound. And you know, Shri, we talk, you know, our miracle team members call in, we're all there together on a teleconference, and people share and ask questions. A lot of people right now are concerned. You know, that was one of the things that hit me so strongly during our miracle team ceremony yesterday. And I was so grateful we were having this show today. And it's not that you're doubting as much as there is an alignment into the planetary thought body. And the planetary thought body, as you guys know, has become not only filled with fear, it's actually taken fear to a whole new level. It's a word I don't even want to give, you know? And if you're not sure what I'm talking about, also search our YouTube channel for our video on the planetary thought body. Shri and I are even going to be doing an updated show on the planetary thought body later in June, because your attachment to the planetary thought body is what is causing the fear. And all of that is what adds to and strengthens the doubt.
Now, whenever you're feeling some anxiety, whenever you're feeling some fear in its various faces, you become vulnerable to interference. Now, the interference at first is the limiting view of mass consciousness.
Right.
You know, that have you ever been in a group and the charisma of the group think was such that, you know, yeah, I bought that Tupperware or I joined this club or whatever it was, you know, and there was a moment where.
Well, that's just, the passion.
That's where
that's. Yeah, that's the passion.
There's that sense of belongingness. It satisfies a sense of belongingness. It just like everything is clear in that moment, but yet it's a limited version of clear. And that's where many people get sucked into the planetary thought body.
Yes.
Their fear prompts them to seek a solution to fear rather than an evolution to self.
Now, I love that because here's the cue, guys. The reason the fear is there is because you doubt your own knowingness. When did you forget how amazing you are, that the answers you're receiving are accurate, that your wisdom is ready for you to call forward? And many people say, well, God, how do I learn to trust myself? What can I do? There's a lot of things you can do. But the first thing you have to do is stick out your foot and take action, because that's the first step that sends the sign to the universe that I have had enough of the fear. I have had enough of the doubt. I am ready to step up, remember who I am as a conscious co-creative master, and be a participant in the upliftment of humanity rather than a contributor to a planetary thought body that's getting larger and riper with fear, doubt, hate, anger. I mean, it's a really amazing thing that's happening. It very much is a visceral description of the twinning Earth on every level.
And part of the illusion and part of the manipulation of those who are aligned with the thought body is that the words, the communications, are interesting at times. Whether it's a conspiracy theory or a solution to life's problems,
they're
so, you know, the human vocabulary is rich with words.
Yes.
However, the underlying driving energy is one of separation, fear, and or control. And that's the Velcro. So, beloveds, we have a lot more to share about this. There's some things to look at on both the have and the have-not side.
And we're going to be giving you some absolute things you're going to want to write down. Literally, it's almost like 1, 2, 3, and you can break free.
1, 2, 3, let's
break
be free.
And so let's be free and welcome. We have all these amazing people standing by on the phone lines. And remember, guys, as soon as we start talking to people, that's your time to call back in. So, Sri, why don't we begin with line 2 and welcome Marcy from California, a first-time caller.
Oh, thank you so much. I am so grateful to be on this call and to being blessed by listening to all of the wisdoms coming forth. I would like to know if you could give me maybe a mini soul reading. I'd really appreciate it.
Oh, Marcy, thank you. Thank you for asking. Thank you for being. You know, Sri and I are sitting here. We're just looking at each other, our hands on our hearts, smiling, just listening to you sharing right now, because you really, the word it's so cute. I know it's a coined phrase, but angel on your shoulder. There are these adorable angels that are kind of, I don't want to use the word floating. It's more like they're in this vibrational container or cocoon around you right now, and they keep tapping, and it's interesting. They're tapping your throat, which, you know, what they're really saying is your voice, your throat chakra, your fifth chakra. And they're saying that it is time for your truth to be heard. It is time for you to know. It is time for you to move forward. And it is time for you to they're saying, claim that which is before you. Do not be afraid to do it. That there is this momentous energy in front of you right now. And it's not that you've been vacillating. It's more like you've been like, not back and forth, but more like, should I, shouldn't I? Yes, you should. And to pay attention to these little promptings, because they're just saying it's time. And your throat chakra is the big one here. It's all about your truth, your truth, your truth. And I'm so glad to have the truth of connecting with you today, my angel. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you both. This feels beautiful. Thank you. Namaste.
Oh, namaste, my angel. Many, many blessings. Wow. Whew, you know, Sri, I just have to share, you know, you guys know that we love you so much. You are the best audience on the planet. And more than that, we're family, aren't we? We are community. And, you know, write us at the blog, go to shrinkcareradio.com, read The Eye of the Storm, connect with us. So many of you, especially over at the TosaMiracleTeam.com as well, are blogging and connecting. And what's important here is that we are coming together, and I was just reflecting about how Marcy, as our first caller today, was really carrying an energy for all of us.
Yes,
you know?
Yes. And bear in mind, beloved ones, we are all experiencing what we are all experiencing.
Oh, in every way.
And there's just, we think that our process is so unique because we each have our unique history and story.
Yet, and our unique way of experiencing.
And our unique application. But the issues of moving forward are universal. And this is why it's so valuable to tune in with spiritual community and continue to bring your attention to that which is positive and emerging, not that which is lacking and hurtful.
Now, spoiler alert from the second half of the show, keeping yourself surrounded by those who can reaffirm your truth is one of the ways that you can release doubt. So that's a spoiler alert.
Absolutely.
All right.
You can write it down early.
You can, and we'll tell you about it again. But why not go to line four, Sri?
We're going to say hi to, it looks like it's Liasha from Florida. Tell me if I said that right.
First time caller. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you? I'm so excited to get through.
We're excited
it's
you're
Alicia.
Here.
Alicia, many
beautiful blessings.
And I feel like you're just speaking directly to me today because I have been sticking my foot out big time this past week and just called for a mini soul reading.
Oh, I am so grateful. And I love, love, love. The first thing is so cute. When you were saying about sticking your foot out, Archangel Gabriel came forward and put like this huge crystalline bridge underneath it and said, and it is no accident that you got through, and it is no accident that you are here now. And that is the greatest message around you right now. It's about recognizing that everything that's happening to you right now is being given to you for reassurance, that getting even through on this show is a sign that things are in flow. It's about reassurance. It's about ironically not doubting, which is why I'm sure you got through today, because they
exactly.
All of your guides are saying that. And what's interesting is that Gabriel has come in around you, and Gabriel is playing like all these instruments, and I'm hearing all these harmonics and songs and rhythms, and he's gazing at you and he's reaching out his hand and he's saying, come, let us now dance and make it fun, because your voice has been heard. Your prayers have been answered. Now trust the flow and move forward. And so it is. Woohoo.
Perfect. That's exactly what I needed to hear right now. And I had a dream that I got through when called today. And I would have been so scared to call, but thank you so much. Thank you both.
Oh, Angel. I love that you had the dream. I love that you made it real. You took the action. Check that out. I love it. And we love you. Many blessings.
You too. Thank you. Namaste.
Namaste. Wow. Well, truly a delight.
I'm sitting here just like all giggling, and I'm just so happy for everyone. I love all of you. I'm so happy for all of you, because together we are flying free and releasing the doubt, Sri.
Absolutely. And one of the things I want to do right now, and then we'll get back to the phone lines.
Now, bring your hands to your heart, because Sri has some really important information to share with you about this conversation.
It's very important, as I mentioned earlier.
Take a breath.
To know who you are and who you are not, and to know what is real and what is not. And that there's a constant filtering process. But we gave you a tip at the beginning of the show, and that is to begin to discern the difference between an egoic perception or way of being in the world and a soul-based perception or way of being in the world. Now, we all grow up with an ego, and it runs us 100% of the time until we start to break through.
Yeah.
100%, folks. I want to just remember when you were a child, some of you have this memory and others can relate. Your parents or your guardians came in and said, okay, time for bed. You're in the bed. They turned off the light. And I remember what I would say is, leave the door open a crack.
Can I have a glass of water?
And so this image of the child in the dark room asking for the door to be opened just a crack, and that was enough. That little crack of light was enough to help you feel safe. So take that image, and let's say the dark room is the ego, and that little sliver of light is the soul energy. The moment you begin to notice that pinprick of light, the moment you begin to see the difference between true love and joy, between that sense of connected love that we call joy and anything other than that, we now are on the road of discovery. We're now on our spiritual path. We want to open that door ever wider all the time. And that's really the pathway. So the question is, how is it that our ego continues to keep that door closed? And I want to offer you a couple of tips.
Now breathe in, take a moment, and really you might even want to be writing some of this down, because really we talked about this earlier. Remember about the ego and about the soul.
So an ego that is informed by the soul begins to soften and becomes a kind and tolerant shell for interfacing with the world.
It actually becomes your friend.
It becomes, yeah, it's
really
a companion.
Does. It is
and
a companion.
Very, very useful. The ego knows how to drive a car, and you can be communing with the sky a little
exactly.
bit.
Exactly.
But let's leave that out for the moment. The pitfalls of an unexplored ego experience are the negative life scripts that become self-defeating tapes, repetitive experiences of pain and lack.
Now, for those of you that are going, oh, yeah, I know about that, that means you've already taken our home study program called Navigating the Inner Matrix. And truly, guys, if you really want to get there, if you want to break free, you need to check out Navigating the Inner Matrix at selfascension.com, right there in our classes and our home study material. So Sheree's going to share a little bit more about this, but for those of you that are going, wait a minute, I've heard this because I took Navigating the Inner Matrix. Yep, that's what we're
All
talking
right.
about.
So let's take a look. And these are universal. Every human being has negative life scripts in its subconscious mind. Sometimes they're conscious, and oftentimes they're operating beneath the surface. And there's five common, powerful, negative life scripts.
And there's nothing wrong with you. Remember that. Everybody has these. We all walk through it.
And so once you're aware that they're there, then you can do something about it. But until you pay attention and notice the repetitive life script, you'll be a victim of it. So let me offer these to you, and then you just kind of smile, and you can kind of say, oh, yeah, I know that one, or no, I don't want to know that one.
And remember, there's nothing wrong with you if you see yourself in any of these. It's just about recognizing it.
This is about an honest look. So the first common life script goes like this. There is something wrong with me.
Yep. Ever felt that one?
Or
had somebody say it to you, there is something wrong with you? I mean, that's another projection. We're going to be talking about projections in the second half of the show.
The next one is simply, I'm not good enough.
Hmm.
There's another one. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And then the third life script is, I did something wrong. And that explains why things aren't going well in my life.
Also, why you would stop trusting yourself.
Then there's another corollary of negative life script that says, I don't belong. I just don't belong.
And that has all kinds of funky manifestations.
And finally, the fifth most popular life script is, I deserve to be punished.
Yeah, sadly, that's a big one out there. And here's what's so fascinating, guys. And again, if you really want to dive in and really learn for sure which ones are yours, you really want to explore Navigating the Inner Matrix. However, here's the key. If you are doubting right now, then all it means is that you're actually ready to break free. And that's one of the blessings. You know, Archangel Zadkiel in our book, Sacred Union, The Journey Home, talked much about being the skeptic.
Mm-hmm.
And about how the blessing of the skeptic, or the skeptic aspect of yourself, is that your skeptic aspect is really saying, help me trust myself. Help me release the fear so I can trust. That's the gift of healthy skepticism. That's the gift of healthy doubt. It's when we own it as our life that it becomes destructive, and we turn it inward and judge ourselves and thereby limit our miracle abundant manifest flow.
So as long as we're buying in, meaning giving our energy to the life script and the egoic consciousness that goes along with it, we will have struggle and lack in our lives. And the key here is to take a rational look for a moment and realize there's nothing wrong with me. I am good enough. I've done nothing wrong. I belong here and I'm okay. No need to punish me.
No, been there, done that.
As soon as you look at the truth that you are a divine being, all of the life scripts are falsehoods. And the key is to bring the energy of truth into play whenever you're feeling the anxiety.
Now, we have got a whole bunch to share about this. We have a whole bunch of callers. We have that 1, 2, 3 to be free coming your way. So we're just going to take about a minute to drink some water and catch our breath, and we'll be right back with a lot of show to go.
Welcome to the Self-Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Avesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process, and then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember, allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful ascended mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriandKira.com. That's SriandKira.com. Namaste.
Oh, welcome back, beloved one. We are delighted you are with us because we are flying. Boy, are we flying free. We're releasing doubt and we are moving forward.
And truly, to release doubt and to move forward is to say, I'm worth it. My life has purpose and meaning, and I love my life.
Woo-hoo! I do love my life. But it wasn't always that way, guys. It really wasn't. And that's the gift. It's when you release the doubt and you anchor that trust. You know, early on for Sri and I, and we've been out there together in sacred union, working as hard as we can to assist others to discover their sacred union and self-ascended presence. And one of the things that Archangel Zadkiel has always said to us is, in the realms of the archangelics, in the mastery realms, trust and love are the exact same thing. And when you really can relax into that, when you can really start recognizing that, how can you love if you can't trust, and how can you trust if you can't love, then everything starts making a little more sense. And it begins with trusting your divine nature. And again, that's why we're doing this show right now in early May, because May is about this connection with divine nature and moving forward.
Absolutely. And so as we have brought forward this concept of the five common negative life scripts, we also want to acknowledge that there are antidotes for these. We're going to start talking about that in a moment. But the first thing I want to say before we go there is to remind you that these are universal, and that the number one trigger for a subconscious activation of these self-defeating orientations is stress.
Yeah.
When you get tired, when you get yourself caught up in worldly pressure cooker, whatever it may look like for you, chances are your life scripts are going to get triggered, and that they'll begin to operate a little bit below consciousness. You'll start feeling anxious or irritated or angry or sad. And that's the key, that this limiting belief has taken over your worldview in that moment. And that's where being mindful and being attentive to yourself can really pay off.
In every way. And you know, guys, it's about recognizing when doubt comes forward and not drowning in it. And we, like I mentioned, we have this kind of 1, 2, 3 to be free. So let's jump in. Let me give you number one. And number one, you know, remember, if you've read our book, Sacred Union, then you've already read that Archangel Zadkiel had a fabulous, really fabulous sharing about this. And if you haven't read our book, Sacred Union, The Journey Home, read our book, Sacred Union, The Journey Home. You can grab it at selfascension.com or you can grab it at Amazon, wherever, but you need to read that book. Here's what, you know, remember that your ego, without being balanced by the soul, wants partners in pain, because your ego wants the status quo. Your ego is a self-preserving pirate. So if you are alone with your ego, and if you are quote unquote alone in your spiritual growth and your ascended process, you are going to harvest your doubt, because you are not giving yourself the blessing and benefit of like-minded spiritual community. So number one is to be with others who can support you and assist you. Obviously, that's why you're listening to our show, right? And if you're saying, gosh, Kira, I don't know anybody, I don't have anybody around me. Okay, a couple of things you can do around that. And this is all part of that number one, and at 1, 2, 3, be free. Number one, listen to our show as often as you can. Go to the archives, find more. Number two, visit shrinkhero.com. Excuse me, that's not up yet. Visit shrinkhero.com. Go to the blog. We'll respond. Talk to us. Another thing that you can do is give yourself a gift. And that gift is to find people you can communicate with that are not going to tell you you're crazy, that are not going to dismiss what you know is true. It's important, even if it's just one other being in your life. You know, that's one of the nice things about our miracle team is that, you know, we all come together the first Saturday of every month, and everybody gets to share. And I can't even share how many people every month say the same thing. This is the only time during the month I get to really be myself or get to really share what's happening.
And that process takes a little bit of commitment. It takes a little bit of focus to say, I am choosing to be available to others of like mind, because it nourishes me and it expands us all.
And so what's the converse of that? Well, the converse of that is actually step number two, right? So we have three steps, 1, 2, 3 to be free. And that is to avoid putting yourself in what we call the negative flow. Now, there's lots of things that have the negative flow. If you are addicted to anything that's being projected in the news, whether you think it's the news you want to read or the news you want to see or what you want to hear, all of that adds to doubt, because you start going into fear, right? Remember, guys, behind all doubt is fear. Fear is the absolute foundation of your doubt. So if you are doubting, it means you are fearing. Kind of how trust and love are the same energy, very much fear and doubt are the same energy. So 1, 2, 3, be free. Step two is pay attention to the way you feel when you interact with things that you might not even be aware you're doing. How do you feel when you watch even a TV show, something that maybe you're watching you think for entertainment? How does it leave you feeling? Does it stimulate negative thoughts? How about a conversation with someone that you might perceive as being a friend? Do they leave you feeling less than? Do they leave you feeling? You might have to make changes in your life. That's part of stepping your foot out and saying, I know the bridge is there. I know that the universe is helping me, because if you put yourself in situations whereby you receive lots of negative feedback, or you are putting more negativity into you, all it's going to do is what? It's going to feed the fear, which feeds the doubt.
In a nutshell, avoid negative energetic situations. And if that means no more family Thanksgivings,
oh well.
So be it.
You know, and that's one of the things we share about, because earlier we mentioned all of those life scripts. And again, I cannot stress enough, you know, Sri and I were blessed navigating the inner matrix. We first did ourselves. It was the first thing the archangels did with us. A lot of people don't know the history of navigating the inner matrix. But for the first couple of years, Sri and I were together, literally we were being led through this process and all of this revelatory information was coming through us. And then finally, we put it together as this home study program, and Navigating the Inner Matrix has been out there for over 10 years. We have seen thousands of people's lives change. We have testimonials on file, incredible stuff. Check out Navigating the Inner Matrix at selfascension.com. And you know, there's even two ways you can get it. You can get it just as your own home study on your own, or you can even have a coach if you want a partner. You know, maybe you do need somebody.
And I highly recommend that, because having a coach means you get to have an email communication over a period of 9 weeks.
Talk about having your own personal partner to help you break free.
Have a positive partner to coach you through the matrix of your own self-defeating thoughts.
Now, you know, should we talk about positive partners? Why don't we welcome a few more of these beautiful people who are waiting?
Let's head to line five and say hello to Kamaris from Texas.
Namaste, beautiful one. Welcome.
Hi, namaste. How are you guys?
We are great. How are you, Angel?
I'm excited to talk to you. I had a meeting with you, remember, in my dream?
Yes.
Okay. I wanted to ask about my current relationship, see if there's anything about that, if I can get a soul reading.
Well, take a deep breath, and I want you to bring.
Yeah.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Well, no, that's it.
Okay, so I want you to take a deep breath, and I want you to feel it in your belly, because from the minute you started talking, there was this energy emanating from your third chakra that's trying to take away your self-empowerment. And I am so grateful you got through today, because this is about that doubt. The current status of this connection actually feeds a lack of self-love for you. It's actually feeding a sense of less than. And it's been coagulating or coming together in your third chakra. And so I want you to place your hand, and I'm quite frankly, I'm doing the same thing right now. I'm placing my hand on my third chakra, and I want you to close your eyes. And Angel, I'm just going to share with you exactly what your guides want me to share. And what they're saying is this: cry the tears you need to cry, release the energy you need to release, open your eyes and see before you the future bright and clear. And that's the message you're to hear today, my angel, and I'm grateful you got through.
Thank you.
Namaste. Namaste. Whoo, everybody take a deep breath. I know I am.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. We are on a roll here. Let's say hello to another caller on line one. We'll welcome Eva from California.
Namaste, Eva. Welcome.
Hello, you two. I'm so, so grateful. I actually got on Easter for the first time, so I'm really blessed, and abundance is finally coming in, I can tell. Oh, goodness. I have a question about a beloved connection that I have been experiencing, and it will always be a very dearly beloved, and I am just trying to discern how to best complete the connection and move forward in a way that's uplifting to all involved and may leave open the possibility of, you know, having a close connection in the future.
Yeah, boy, do I see it. And so I want you to just take a breath, and I want to remind you of what you said when you first got on today, which is that this abundant flow is all around you right now, as is your ability to manifest. Here's, and it's quite beautiful. It's Archangel Michael who's around you, and Michael has this beautiful, it's golden. It's like a golden sword energy with crystalline. And what's being said is this, that it is time to lovingly free each other to climb to the heights that you are destined to achieve. And as those moments come forward, the reunion will be joy-filled and the understanding great and the expansion infinite. And that is the message that they are wanting you to hear today. And I'm really honored to speak with you again, my love. Many, many blessings.
Done it again. Tears in my eyes. I am so deeply grateful. Thank you for being both of you. Thank you.
Oh, namaste. Thank you, my love. Many blessings.
Namaste.
Well,
namaste.
Thank you. You know, one of the things I want to share with each and every one of us is to trust and cherish the moments when our heart spills forward with abundant love. There are moments of excitement and giddiness that can be playful. However, the simple sincerity of a heart that is open can truly heal many, many moments when we were less than that.
That is so true. And, you know, here we are today. We're releasing doubt. We're flying free. We're remembering that when we stick out our foot, and honestly, my angels, when you stick out your foot, I promise you the universe responds. And there's lots of absolute things you can do. I mean, absolute, you know, we have this 1, 2, 3, but there's actual things that you can do that make a difference. And I want to read an email that came in from one of our listeners because it's actually very appropriate for today.
Well, here's this is from Leslie, and it says, "Hi, Sri and Kira, how much can that container hold?"
Great question. Now we'll talk about what she means in a minute, guys.
"When I am in fear and anxiety, can I just keep using the container practice? I'm trying to be in service for a WESAC celebration, and I'm feeling fear that I can't quite cut it. Any thoughts? Much love to you both."
Well, Leslie, thank you for writing and asking, and thank you for channeling what we were going to talk about, because my angels, that's what we were going to suggest today exactly, is that if you are not familiar with the container practice, please, please, please go to selfascension.com. There's tons of free stuff there, and underneath where it says free practices, free classes, click on that and go to the container practice. This is a very powerful practice that Sri and I were given by Archangel Zadkiel. Gosh, in the early, like we had only been together months. One of the very first things Zadkiel gave us as an incredible gift.
And it's foundational, it's essential, and it works.
It works fast.
And the only thing we need to say on air today is that when you apply the container practice, you are clearing your field of negative emotional content and belief systems, and you are safely and responsibly discharging them from your own energy field, thus leaving room for light and love
and
in your life.
Absolutely. And Leslie, and all of you who might have this question, it can hold an infinite amount of material. So do not worry about it. We got you on this one. Sri and I made a sacred covenant with the archangelic realm and the ascended masters over 14 years ago to be the holders of the sacred container. We work with it constantly. So, Angel, I'm just grateful you're using it. And as far as your ability to measure up, oh, let that doubt go. Of course you can. They're lucky to have you. To the container.
And yeah, all doubt to the container.
Exactly. And for those of you that don't know about the container, seriously, go to selfascension.com, click on the free classes, learn about the container. There's step-by-step on how to do it. There's even pictures of Sri walking you right through it. You will be amazed at how quickly this thing affects your life.
Now, that reminds me of a very short story.
Okay.
One of the things I struggled with in earlier in life was that sense of not being good enough. And that's one of those life scripts that I would have a challenge before me, something that I really wanted to do, and I'd have this this creeping thing of, I'm not going to do it, I'm not good enough. And now, as you know from our conversation today, that's an illusion.
It's not real, guys.
And one of the ways I worked through that was to tell my ego two things. One of them is, if I wasn't good enough, I wouldn't have taken it on, meaning I wouldn't have been asked to do this. And number two, the minimum wouldn't be the minimum if it wasn't enough, meaning I would compensate for my own perfectionism by saying, I will do what I can do and it'll be enough. And that trust that you are enough and what you do will be enough is essential to moving forward. So I just share that with you with a little smile on my face. We all experience those doubts, and we learn how to move through them.
You know, we really do. And we have another 1, 2, 3. We still have number 3 to being free. But you know what, Sri, before we reveal that, why don't we go to line 4 and welcome Terry from Boise, Idaho. Namaste, Terry.
Oops, I think you meant Jerry.
Jerry. Well, hey, Jerry.
Hello. Hi. I'm wondering if you could offer me a mini soul reading.
Well, I want you to take in a deep breath, and I'm going to share with you, I immediately heard no, And let me share with you why. They said, because you already have the answer to that which you are holding in your heart, and to offer you more would be to interfere with your trust, and it is time for you to do that which you know you are ready to do and move forward with clarity, faith, trust, and the removal of all doubt. So that's why you got through today. So you got a mini soul reading, but it's a mini soul reading on why they want you to hear that. And I'm just sharing exactly what I heard.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you for being Angel. Thank you for getting through. Namaste. What a
Namaste.
Powerful. Yeah, and what a powerful reading for her and for so many of us. I love that.
And there comes a time when we need to set aside the habit of thinking there's something more.
Or that we don't have the right answer.
And
what
to
a
go
perfect
with what
day.
Our heart knows.
Yeah, what a perfect day for that to come forward on the show. I mean, guys, don't you love the perfection? This is the gift that every week our beloved community, all of you, our amazing listeners, really help all of us shape and come forward with exactly the information that needs to be shared.
You know, and
so I think we need to drum roll up to number three.
Oh, let's do it.
Free.
Let's do it.
But drum roll, drum roll, drum roll.
You know, so just to paraphrase, we talked about number one is to be with others of a positive like mind, to be with uplifting folks. And number two is to avoid negative situations. Number three is to take positive actions, to open yourself to spiritual truth. Now, positive actions mean interrupt the mind chatter. The moment you notice that you're not experiencing a sense of peace or trust or joy, that's when you take action.
And remember, passionate action is what it's all about. What's the name of our show? The Voice of Passionate Action. Passionate action is stepping out your foot and saying, I will not accept this as okay. And so there are things you need to do. And here's a few of them.
Well, the first thing I want to share is that, you know, we talked about these negative life scripts because the ego loves programming. The ego loves software. Your soul does not need a script. So the one thing to recognize is that when you're moving into trusting your soul, there probably isn't a script. How beautiful. The key here is to take the steps that will get you there. That includes being conscious of your breath, bringing your hand to your heart, and breathing deeply. Once you have done that, once you have interrupted the tightness of the anxiety through some deep breaths, hand on heart, then move to the mantra of self-ascension.
Four quick lines. I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me and smile. Say it with your eyes closed. Say it with your eyes open. Say it while you're driving. Bring a hand to your heart if you can. Just breathe and keep saying it because it will shift and it does work.
And we just shared a few moments ago about the container, another beautiful practice that puts you back in charge as you discharge that which is negative and uncomfortable and take command of the life and light that you are. Those are just a few examples. One of the things I want to encourage each and every one of you to do is once you have moved into a space of greater spaciousness, give yourself this little homework assignment.
I love it.
Take out a piece of paper, and at the top of the paper, write, the things that bring me joy are. The things that bring me joy are. And make your joy list. As you make a joy list, you are accessing, for your lovely ego, for your childlike brain, you're accessing all of those things that are positive and beautiful in your life, and you can learn how to choose them, how to interrupt the negative with a positive act. But the first step is to bring hand to heart, pick a spiritual practice, interrupt the negative mind chatter, and then move into the clarity of your joy. It isn't difficult, but it does take consistency to open the door a little wider so that your life begins to fill with ever more guidance, ever more clarity, and ever more love.
Oh, I love that. I love that. I love that. And so, beloved angels, bring your hands to your heart. And in this one moment, right now, give yourself this gift. If it's safe to close your eyes, do it. Let's take in a deep breath. In this moment, I trust myself. In this moment, I trust myself. I am free and I am. And know the truth of that. Know the blessing. It is 1, 2, 3, and you are free. We love you. We honor you. We are grateful for you.
And as we reside in our hearts and trust, we know that all is truly well, and we welcome you into that space. Look forward to seeing you next week at this time.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.